Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 261. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? I am back off of a long San Diego Comic-Con 2019 weekend. It was rough. It was busy. It was long. It was crazy. It was nuts. It was exhausting. Everything. It was still pretty beautiful, pretty dope. I have a lot of stories, and this is just going to be the San Diego Comic-Con 2019 recap. It's going to be a short show. I don't think I have any comic reviews, really, this week, for the most part. Just experiences, but even before I hit those up, let's do what we normally do and talk about what we hit 100 episodes ago. Episode 161, Adam and I, entitled hashtag 45-minute lick. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain discuss why the early bird special. I honestly don't even know what that is or was or why we hit it, but we did. If you guys are curious what that is or what that was, go back 100 episodes ago. We hit Life Talk, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, then hit Football Talk, NFL Week 5 Recap, Week 6 Predictions, and continue October with Spooky Story Talk. The articles I hit was There's Something Up the Stairs, Photographic Memories, What the Dog Knew, then rock a bit of Sex Facts, How to Orgasm Without Intercourse, then roll some Comic Talk, Comic News from New York Comic Con, chat, then finish up with some comic reviews, He-Man, Thundercats number 1, Amazing Spider-Man number 19, Deadly Class number 22, Champions number 1, and Death of X number 1. All right, guys, that's what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. If you guys are ever curious about what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, it constitutes to 2 years ago. And a lot of those old shows I'm proud of. I'm going to be honest with you, there are those swing and misses where it's like, that was bad or that wasn't good or the energy wasn't there, whatever the case might be. The sound audio, the sound quality was off. Your mic was good, my mic sucked, my mic was dope, yours sucked. It was one of those weird things. So now doing it by myself, pulling back the curtains, this is going to be strictly pulling back the curtains. I'm going to tell you guys a bunch of stories as, not even as quick as I can. I want to go in depth, and there's a lot of reasons for a lot of things that happened, and the way they worked out happened to work out in an odd way that somehow worked in my favor. San Diego Comic Con is a beast to go to. It's a beast to tackle. It's a beast to slay. You guys should all try to check it out. It's dope. The panels, the people, the vibe, even the downtown Gaslamp District is completely changed. If you guys have been to San Diego, it's completely changed than what you guys normally see it as. And I've eaten at restaurants there before during Comic-Con weekend, and I always have to ask, like, are my people being good to you? And everyone always says, you guys are rad. Like, you guys tip well, you guys are nice, you guys are fun, you guys are having a good time, you guys are happy. I'm always like, okay, that's great to hear from, you know, a fandom perspective point of view, and you know, me being a fan and just like, tell me you don't have any assholes, because that always sucks. So this year a lot of things happened. All right, well, let's hit it, my bullet points. First one I'm going to be hitting is going to be the fact that I met some old, actually longtime listeners that I haven't seen in a while. So Lupa came out. I met AC, or saw AC for like the third time. He's from Riverside, I believe, or Corona. But yeah, him and his wife Rosie were there. Always great to see these guys. Like, just rad, down-to-earth, good people. It was funny because AC I gave a hug to, and Rosie, his wife, is even like, I put my hand out to shake her hand. And I've met her three times. Granted, we haven't hung out, chilled, besides, like, let's walk the con, or let's meet up finally in person. Let's walk one aisle at least. that I've met her three times at least, and this might be the fourth time by now. She's like, Josias, and she was excited to see me and gave me a hug. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? Yes. And it felt right. And the energy these cats had. And AC, Adrian is always dope and just fun to talk to. And he's one of those great listeners that I feel bad about. Like, dude, I don't have enough time to hit up everyone. Eric Lopez is one of those cats too. Miguel as well. There are a bunch of you guys. You guys know who you are. And I just feel bad. But like when I see you guys in person, that makes me feel good. Yeah, just great down-to-earth people. I've been trying to hook up with everyone, meet everyone, meet-and-greet type of deal with everyone. And this is the year where it's like, okay, this one kind of worked out in a weird way. So, yeah, big shout-out to them before anything. And Lupa especially, she does a San Diego Comic-Con book club, and she got to meet Jim Lee. She got X-Men number one in the 90s, 92, 93, I believe, 92, signed by Jim Lee. Jim Lee is one of my favorite artists. And he did a meet and greet with their group. And she's like, bring over a comic and I'll get one signed. I wanted to get his first art. He did comic book signed, which is an Alpha Flight. I forget what number it is, but I do have it in my long box that I wasn't able to get to. So X-Men number one, which is the cover of Magneto. It is just dope. So Lupa, huge fucking thank you, dude, to hang out with you at the con and for you to meet up with Alan and Anton finally. Very cool. All right, so that's that. Let me talk about the experience now. Even before heading into San Diego Comic Con, this is part of the story. The lack of sleep I had been getting a week, probably 2 weeks prior. The feeling of just, homie, you're burnout, Josias. Just being mentally drained and emotionally drained in a weird way. Just not having the energy to take all this in, and or even the want or drive to even be myself at something I love doing, San Diego Comic Con, was weird. And just to be good to people, like, I was grumpy. I got no sleep. Even the week leading up to it. So Sunday through Wednesday was a grind, and it was legit a grind. Like, I still have to hit the office, and, did I work the second job? I don't know. Everything feels like a blur, but, to take it all in and to take the people in, that sounds terrible, to take the experience in, I just didn't feel like I was in the best place mentally or probably physically, and just not feeling good. In a weird way. Antisocial, I guess. Like, just like, fuck everyone. the hate I had just mentally, like, I hate people, was terrible. The idea that this was, by all accounts, something I wasn't mentally prepared for, I just wasn't feeling it. Especially with Wednesday at the office. And I was supposed to take a half day, and this is not knocking anything or anyone that happened. I did not take a half day. I got off half an hour early. It wasn't the work aspect. I could have still driven out to San Diego to get my hotel. Apparently, I messed up on my booking, and I had initially scheduled two hotel rooms. With the two queens in each room, just in case we didn't score the Airbnb. We were going to meet Anton from the 2OC and Alan from the 2OC podcast. Find those guys. Subscribe to those guys. It was dope hanging out with these guys. I love these guys anyways. They're great. I listen to them. But to hang out with them in this aspect is always cool. And I believe it's the first time I've hung out with both of them together, which was cool. So this is all part of the story. But we did score an Airbnb. Anton did score an Airbnb. Now, the game plan for me was to show up Wednesday, not necessarily do preview night. It was to post up in the hotel, go to Mr. Peabody's, come back with a beer or a few beers, and record this episode. Just to pre, like, this is what I'm going to tackle this week. Again, going back to my room situation is I double booked two rooms. I canceled one the week prior, canceled the same one right after the other, except I changed my dates from, okay, Wednesday through Sunday to Wednesday to Thursday. So just one night, that way I can just drive to the con and be there. Apparently, something happened and my calendar popped up the week prior to San Diego Comic Con, which was by now 2 weeks ago. I know that sounds weird. Not this past weekend, but the week prior, I was supposed to be there Wednesday and Thursday. I was grumpy, to say the least. I spoke to every hotel, and I spoke to bookings.com, and it was just a mess. So I missed out, and I got charged a grip load of cash. So I was just not in the mood, on top of everything else I was feeling. It was just a kick to the fucking self-esteem, I guess is the best way to put it. A kick to the nuts, a mental groin kick, any way you guys want to put it. It would suck. Now, that's just that day. So, that happened. So, I came back home that night, and I was still working on last-minute interviews, last-minute scheduling, whatever I might have to schedule to get anyone in. So, I woke up extra early, went to sleep. I have no idea. I don't think I got any sleep out there. On top of, again, the 3 to 4 hours I had been getting a week prior. So, just walking in, burnt out already. I think I crashed out about 1 o'clock that night and woke up about 4:30 to head out and jump in the shower, pack up my car, and bounce out. Although I think I was still packing. I think I had packed my car. Either way, it was still early. I needed to wake up early enough to drive to San Diego. Possible traffic, and San Clemente area always sucks. So that mission was a pain in the ass. If this is going to sound like a bitch session, bear with me. I have some funny stories. I really do. So it's going to take up all of Comic Talk. So I'm still going to go into that. Okay, so finally get out there about, I don't know, 7:30. I parked it at a trolley station in San Diego. Took the trolley into the Comic Con, or downtown, right by the Gas Lamp District. And yeah, I've taken the trolley system before, and their system is great. It really is, especially for a convention like that. That's the route you want to go. That's the best way to go about things. So got there early and had my car packed, tossed everything in the trunk of my car, and that's it. Bounced, trolleyed it up. I believe I met Lupa that morning. No, I had an interview scheduled early that morning. Okay. So just me being there in general, and day one was like, okay, this sucks. This was Thursday by now. Again, the official day one. Wednesday is preview night. So that's pretty much what it is. Doing that day one and having to take a trolley at the end of the convention to to the trolley station to then drive to the Airbnb and meet these strangers that I don't know. So the Airbnb fits 16 people. My first time staying at an Airbnb. I do know Anton, his dope wife, Julie, and I do know Alan, of course. Again, the 2OC podcast. I don't know the other 15 people that were there partying. That was their vacation. It's Anton's family. Before anything, those guys were awesome. They were dope, grounded, down-to-earth, fun, funny people. Each and every one of them was welcoming and kind and just beautiful people. So I had a great time, minus the whole fact that trying to catch up with them at the end of the night, like we're getting home late. And by the time we get to the house, the Airbnb, we are trying to figure out, okay, let's jump in the shower. Not together, obviously. Let's jump in the shower and let's get changed. Let's go get out. I need a fucking beer. I need something to eat. So Alan and I did that night one. And just the lack of sleep by the time we would get back to the Airbnb. These cats are partying up a storm. And we're just so beat up that where our room is, and we're sharing a room, we both have a bed. And outside is the living room, dining room, kitchen area. And that's where 12 people plus are hanging out, chilling, talking, shooting the shit, having a blast, but loud as fuck. Alan and I were so exhausted that it didn't matter because we fell asleep and crashed like babies, only to do the same monotonous thing, waking up early the next day and hitting it. So just even saying that, his family was dope. So I believe I gave a few of them my card. If you guys are listening, huge thank you to you guys. And Anton, if you're listening, homie, they were dope, dude. Your family is awesome. And I believe I did tell you that. But yeah, man, it was great hanging out with you and your family. So thank you for that. All right, continuing on, let's talk about the missed interview I got, first of all. Okay, so my missed interview is the cast of V. So in the early 80s, there was a show called V. It was a sci-fi show, and then there was a movie as well, and then they tried to reboot it about 5 years ago or so. So I was going to get to interview Mark Singer and the writer. And going to this interview, for some reason, okay, so being in the convention, I'm like, I'm going to exit the back door of the convention, and I am going to walk the Riverwalk or the back pier section of it, just so I can get to the hotel where my interviews are scheduled properly and a lot faster. If you go through the front section, everyone in cosplay is there, and it's just like, ooh, I really don't want to play this game. So as I'm walking down this back section to get to the Hilton Bay front, I see the IMD boat. And one of the few things that I do watch on TV, or watch in general, is Cobra Kai. I look up, I see Kevin Smith. I'm like, oh, look, Kevin Smith. All right, dope. And then as I pass by the boat proper to my right, they have a big screen so anyone that's outside can see the interviews that are getting taken place up in the booth. So as I look up, I'm like, oh, shit, it's the Cobra Kai cast. And again, one of the shows I watch. And I got sucked in and enthralled by it's the Cobra Kai cast up there. So I missed an old school interview that I would have loved to get just because I wanted to get it. I don't know the age demographic that I have for this podcast, but I know it varies from, geez, I believe the earliest or youngest I've heard was like 16 to my age 40. I'm going to be pushing 40 soon. So that's the demographic that I know of. If anyone younger does listen, I'm completely cool with that. I'm explicit. I'm explicit for a reason. And anyway, so I missed out an old school interview that I do feel bad about. Okay, so that's the reason why I missed that one. I'm going to tell you the ones I missed, and then I will go over who I did interview. So waiting in this FX line, there is an experience, there is an activation in all these spots that each production company or company in general puts together is called an activation. There was an activation for FX Studios. And there is a funny story that went down there. Me never pulling that card. But eventually finally using that card. And that card is this. I never look at myself like I'm special I don't want to say famous. I don't want to say like my credentials, like I feel special. I'm able to do cool things. But besides that, dude, I had somebody hit me up and ask me like, oh, okay, you're pressed. And it's like, yeah, here's my card. And then they asked me, are you famous? And I start laughing. I chuckle. I'm like, dude, I am the furthest thing from famous. You don't even know. Now, again, I don't ever think I'm anything special. I'm not famous. I just do a weird thing that people listen to sometimes. And this passion that I bring to it, and it's a passionate thing. And again, this is coming from Josiah that isn't feeling the mood or the people or this experience at all. So anyways, I pulled this card at this FX thing. So I'm waiting in line. I go there the night prior, and they had closed it down right before I got there. So it's to see Mayans section where you can get a tattoo, a fake tattoo. They had an Archer section. They had an activation for American Horror Story and the things we do in the dark. Scary things we do in the dark. Scary stories we tell in the dark. I always forget the name of that one, but I don't watch a lot of TV. Anyways, the night prior, the line was short. They're like, yeah, we cut the line on you just about. Okay, cool. I'm like, this blows. So anyways, the next day I'm like, okay, I'm done with my interviews for the day. Let me hit up this activation. By this point, the line is long and it's Saturday. I'm waiting in line talking to a couple and we're right in front of the green sign flipper. I don't know if any of you guys have seen him on YouTube yet or pictures yet. Homeboy was legit. So I start shooting the shit with this husband and wife or couple, whatever they might have been. And all of a sudden, press. Oh, my God. Okay. It's going somewhere. A security guard walks by, and I don't know how he came by or what he noticed or what it was. And he was just checking up, and he's like, oh, you're with press. And he noticed my badge. I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, are you here to interview any of our people? I'm like, honestly, I don't believe I scheduled any interviews with anyone, but if you guys had anyone available, I'm completely down to interview whoever you guys might have. He's like, I got you. Check this out. Come on, follow me. I felt bad the couple that I was talking to. We were talking, chit-chatting, cool. Those are the cool people you want to wait in line with because they were just cool. I felt bad because the dude, as soon as I walk away, he's like, can I go with you? Just cute. So now security takes me over. FX activation, huge spot. Sunny in Philadelphia spot, and that's where I was in line. Walks me straight in. We bypass everything. I never play this card, guys. And technically, I did not play this card. So he takes me in, and as he's walking me in, I'm like, dude, what's your name, by the way? And he was dope. And he's like, yeah, we love Presser, man, so don't worry about it. Cool cat. All right, man, thanks a lot. Totally appreciate it. And he's calling everyone on his speaker on his fucking walkie the whole time we're walking over. And he finally finds someone for me. So I meet the first young lady. And she was dope, nice, great, grounded down to earth. Wow, should I tell this story? Fuck. Oh, God. Okay. Yes, I got to tell this story. Okay, so they let me do the Archer experience, which is the oxygen bar. So if you guys saw me at all, find me at comic_syndicate. On Instagram, I'm wearing that. And I said there's a funny story behind this. Okay, yeah, fuck it. You know what? Yeah, let's do it. So I walk in. They're like, okay, by the time you get out, spend as much time as you want in there. By the time you get out, we're going to have somebody for you to interview. So I jump in, and they're like, feel free to take as many pictures as you want. Dope. I'm all over it. And I do this oxygen bar, which was a pretty cool one. You got to taste a few things. And I took pictures. As soon as I walk out, it took me about 15 to 20 minutes, possibly. By that time, I spoke to another person, and the original person introduced me to Penny. Oh my gosh, Penny, I'm so sorry. Okay, so we go out. She's like, hi, nice to meet you. You have a podcast? Yeah, the Comic Syndicate. Cool. And yeah, well, she told me about it. If you want, we can jump in the shade over here so we can be cool. Cooler. It was hot. The whole weekend was hot. Even with the bay being right on the bay, I think I got burnt, and I was burnt out already. So I speak to one of the heads of FX for this activation. Please tell me about the activation. Like, we're describing everything. We're describing the experience, what you can do there, how you can interact with everything, how you can interact with FX, and how you can hashtag things. And it was a great interview, guys. It was like a 5-minute interview, but Penny was so nice and down-to-earth and grounded and just great person to talk to, and extremely informative the way she broke down this experience. Now, as I wrap up the interview, I'm like, thank you, shake her hand, and I'm like, that was a good interview. As I push stop on the recorder, my digital recorder, it so happens that I never pressed play or record. That one was a really big gut punch to me, and I felt so bad for it. We were outside. If she would have seen my eyes bug out once I realized that happened, she would have known, like, something's wrong. And Penny, if you listen to this, if you're listening, at the end, I forget her name, she asked me for my email address. I gave her my card. I don't want to lie to you guys and say it was a corrupted file. It was a corrupted recording. But I never pressed record. Penny, you were awesome. I don't want to take advantage of an experience. And I felt really bad. And I'm like, wow. I realized what it was right away. And I'm like, you know what? I fucked up. Can we record that again? I should have. It's very rare that happens to me. Now when it happens to me, it's I record off of two devices. That's why I record off of two devices, just in case something goes wrong, I can catch it somewhere else. That did not happen. And FX, I'm sorry. Like, and that was just a rookie move. And I've been doing this for like 5-6 years by now. So my apologies. You guys were great. And the interview was honestly a great interview and informative. So I'm sorry. That is the funny story that I'm kicking myself out on, but that is a story. All right, next story is going to be on the subject of not pulling that card. At the end of the convention is something I did. I interviewed some cool cats from the Stan Lee Alliance's Light and Sound. I'll get that for you guys right now. It's Stan Lee's Alliance's A Trick of Light. And everyone was great. I got to interview Gabrielle. First of all, was a PR person. Kat Rosenfield was the writer of this experience, an audible experience. Luke Lieberman and Ryan Silbert were the creators, and just great people. So I hadn't done the activation, but just this interview that I have with them, it's going to be probably put out tomorrow, and I'll go over my schedule with the interviews. All right, so interviewed them, and it was a great 20-minute interview. And two times in two interviews that I conducted this weekend, there were two people that had – it was their first time conducting roundtable interviews, and they were nervous. And I'm like, well, I got you, dude. Don't worry. Like, I'll toss it back to you, and it's cool. Don't worry about it. And it was a great interview. The breakdown of this light of trick, I'm sorry, this A Trick of Light experience was dope. And this audible experience is dope together. It's interesting, and I don't think I've seen it done before, but I had a great time. And it was just a trip to be in there because the rooms were almost maze-like. And the lights and colors and neon and black lights that were going on was a very cool experience. But that was one of the roundtables. So as soon as we're done, thank you guys. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much. Gabrielle at the end, thank you so much. I haven't done this experience. I have an interview lined up right now. She's like, don't worry about it. Come back anytime. I'm going to be here the rest of the day. Just come on over. I will let you in. Like, okay, dope. Hopefully I don't have to do that, but very cool. Appreciate it. Anyways, this was on Saturday, I believe, still. So I'm working the whole time, guys. So that's another story. I ended up pulling that card on Saturday, the end of the day, when we're all burnt out. By this point, Alan joined us. RG joined me from Deep Dives, used to. Anton and his wife. And by this point, we're all beat. We're tired. Anton does have an experience from Hall H, which go listen to that at the 2OC podcast. That's his story to share. And it's so bad and it sucks. And I love those guys. But if you guys want to hear that story and their experiences, everyone has a different experience and that's theirs. So I'm not going to even steal any thunder from them. I'm just going to encourage you to go over there. Now, again, so we're all hooked up by this point on Saturday, and we're all beat, and it's like, do you guys want to try this experience? Like, I can find out if we can get in. We have a lot of people now. We have a group of 5 people now, so I don't know if this is going to fly, but I'm going to try this card. I finally used this card. I mean, after FX was so gracious to hook me up, and I don't feel entitled, and I don't feel special. But I emailed Gabrielle on the side. I'm like, hey, my group just met up with me. I would love to go. I really don't want to be a hindrance or anything. But if possible, would it be okay if we showed up? She's like, come on over. We're across the street. So she let us in into this activation in front of the line, which was, again, a great activation that you guys are going to hear about, that interview in particular. You're going to hear a few other interviews as well. So to pull – never – to go from never pulling that card to get hooked up and then to finally pull that card. And again, not thinking I'm special or anything special. It's just a con experience, a convention, San Diego Comic Con experience. So let's see what else we have. Okay, so beginning hating being there in a weird way, but having that energy change my mood and mindset for the better. And just having that feeling of joy and excitement during even a panel that I went to. And Alan and I were talking. It's like, are you going to go to a panel? It's like, we tried to jump into a Spider-Man panel, and it's like, ooh, we're not going to make it in. And any downtime I had, any downtime you have, you want to hook up with your friends and kill some time or walk the floor. There's totally enough things to do. But every time he was done with a panel or did something, or I had to take off for my interview, hooking up with everyone was always cool to do. And I didn't think I was going to do a panel. But finally, being able to enjoy a panel, I enjoyed the fuck out of this one. And it was so dope to jump in. And it was Marvel's Next Big Thing, which was a specific comic-based panel. It was extremely sick and just exactly what I needed. Getting that feeling I used to get all the time being there, that weird electricity, that weird, it feels good, the weird excitement, the chills on your arms where it's like, oh, this is a great announcement. Oh my God, I can't wait to read this. Can't wait to read that. Like, just the excitement was fucking dope. And getting that feeling, again, was great. So to see C.B. Cebulski, Tom Brevoort talking about Ghost Rider and Absolute Carnage, the next Marvel main event in this corner, Absolute Carnage. They got Donnie Cates on the phone, so we were able to kind of chat with him, which was interesting. And then bringing out Jonathan Hickman and him talking about House of X and Powers of Ten, and with his new title ongoing after that and what he has planned and how he's going to mix up the X-Men and bring back things we haven't seen before and use characters. Every mutant, it seems like he's has at his arsenal now, or in his arsenal, and he's going to use them all. He's going to be working after that on New Mutants, along with an ongoing X-Men title. And if you guys want to see a full list of the titles and artists and writers for those series, please hit up my Instagram again at comic_syndicate. If you guys need me to scroll or give you a better picture, I can do that on the side. But it's a great lineup on these teams, the New Mutants, the Marauders, Fallen Angels, X-Men, everything just is dope. And the way they got everyone involved was way cool. We're all yelling out X-Men and X-Men, just X-Men villains, X-Men heroes, the mutants of the world or the, of the world of Marvel, and to do it in that way was cool. So passed out some more cards there because everyone was just amped. And again, that feeling was dope. Let's see what else. Okay. Let me just lead in after that. Like, that's what it is. That's the Comic-Con experience. And somebody had asked me, what's your favorite thing about Comic-Con? And honestly, the best thing about Comic-Con still is the comics. I hate waiting in line for panels. But if you want to know what's going to be happening next for any company, it's the best place to go to. I loved it, and just that energy, that vibe where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be good. X-Men have kind of been dwindling in the Marvel comics for a while. And I did like what Brian Michael Bendis did with the X-Men. But ever since then, and even, oh my gosh, Colin Bunn, I loved him writing X-Men. But it's going to be a shakeup. It's going to be a huge shakeup. And if you guys are X-Men fans, I grew up with the X-Men in the 90s. I'm a kid of the 90s, grew up in the 80s, born in 80, but to grow up as a teenager with these misfits where everyone looks at and they are the most ripest characters you guys can go to right now to write about, because everything's there. People don't like you or respect you because you're different. The X-Men are the prime example of that. They were created to combat bigotry and racism. Because, you know what, I am different and I can do these things and I have these abilities. And people don't like what they don't know. The X-Men are my thing. So, great panel. And again, to feel that emotion is great. So I hope you guys are catching how stoked and how much I loved it. This convention, that panel in particular, in even going over the next few interviews I did conduct, is just beautiful and dope. But to have me feel not great mentally, even emotionally in a weird way. Physically, I'm just beat up, I'm tired, I'm not getting sleep. And I wasn't getting sleep there. Every day, I was almost grumpy. And then every day, I saw something or met someone or did or saw something that made me feel like, you know what, this is fucking worth it, dude. So it made me feel good. That energy was exactly what I needed. All right, guys. Last few things. Yes, I am aware that I bombarded everyone that follows me on Instagram, Twitter, and probably Facebook. I'm open on Facebook. I'm Josias Arabello. I'm not locked or anything. My life is an open book, so feel free to hit me up there if you want to follow me. Follow the Comic Syndicate there. Follow me at comic_syndicate on Instagram, at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at ComicSyndicate1 on Twitter as well. To wrap it up, I'm going to explain the next interviews I got besides that. So day one, I actually got to interview the cast and crew of The Impractical Jokers. Unfortunately, Sal was not there, but I got to interview Brian Quinn, James Murray, and Joe Gatto. Very cool cats. That interview was fun and funny. Those guys are down to earth. It was a fun interview. Next one is going to be the Batman Beyond 20th anniversary panel. That one I got to interview Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. I got to interview Will Friedle, who is Batman Beyond, who is Terry McGinnis. I got to interview the writers, the directors, the producers of the show. And it was a great interview. That one's over an hour long. But if you guys grew up with the show, if you guys know the show, share that podcast. I'm going to be releasing each of these episodes. This is episode 261, back-to-back days. Tomorrow I'm going to drop the Audible, Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light. Tomorrow, that's going to be episode 261.1. On Thursday, I'm going to drop the Batman. Ooh, you know what? The next two I might hold on to. They're not time sensitive, but they're just great interviews. If I do not have the time to record, I think those might be good fillers. But I'll figure out how I'm going to drop those guys. I'll hit me up on the side. I will keep you guys all completely in the loop. If you guys like this show, it's heavy on comics. I didn't even get to hit comic news. This was going to be a long show anyways. I wanted to talk about my experience and how something you love doing, how this passion, this spark can turn into something. And even when you're feeling bad, and I don't say I feel bad a lot, even when I'm feeling good, sad, mad, angry, my go-to is not normally reading. It's music. And music always makes me feel better all the time. For me to be in this mindset, these feelings, these emotions on every level, and for it to just kind of brush over me like, well, you're fucking tired, homie, but like you're in it. You're in it for the long haul and just rock it. Like you're used to fucking grinding. Just grind it out. Just grind it out for 4 days. Coming back home, I got to hit I was still there for Sunday. The option was, all right, do we bounce? Which after dinner, we got back to the Airbnb. Alan and I jumped in the shower again together. Don't mind us. We jumped in our showers. And then we went to Grub with RG. And even over dinner, Alan's like, dude, we're in the green right now. We can just shoot home and we can make it. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to sleep in too. His game plan, get home as soon as possible, knock the fuck out, and just enjoy his bed. Mine was more like, I'm not going to get sleep at my house. Like, I'm not. I'm paying for it. I paid my share already, so I'm going to crash out as much as I can, bounce in the morning, and just fuck it. I'm going to roll the dice and see how much traffic I hit in the morning. This weekend, San Diego Comic Con weekend 2019, the Comic Con Museum is at Balboa Park. Balboa Park is gorgeous. If you guys want to take a vacation just to Balboa Park, it's gorgeous out there. So many museums and these structures are gorgeous, beautiful. it's worth checking out, guys. So this Comic-Con Museum, they did a giant exhibit of Batman's 80th anniversary and his inductee to the Comic-Con Museum, first character to get inducted into the Hall of Fame there. And that experience, that exhibit was dope. I took a lot of videos and a lot of pictures. So if you guys follow me on Snapchat, I believe I'm simple_man80, something like that. But by this point, the videos are taken down. I don't think I saved any of them either, but follow me again at comic_syndicate. On Instagram, you guys can see my pictures and hit me up on the site anytime you guys want. Do I want to go longer than 40 minutes? Lots of Marvel talk. I mean, just lots of Marvel talk. Hall H, every company. It didn't feel like a San Diego Comic-Con this year. Like, there were a lot of people that weren't there, a lot of people that weren't announcing stuff, but just a lot of good Marvel talk. The biggest one that I took out of is Jane Foster is going to become Thor. Is huge to me. And I reviewed Thor, the Mighty Thor, a few months ago. And it's a beautiful title that Jason Aaron wrote. He created her. And I believe Russell Dodderman was the artist. So co-creators, I guess. Because he had to give her her look. So Russell Dodderman. And what he's done with Thor for so many years. And you find that review if you guys can find it. I know it was a few months ago, but if they're going to go that route, if they broke your heart with Tony Stark and how he went the way he went to save everyone, if they go the comic book route, Jane Foster eventually has breast cancer and it's slowly killing her and deteriorating her little by little. So she's taking treatments, she's taking her chemo treatments, and she's worthy enough to hold Mjolnir. And the downside to this, and she's a great Thor, she's able to do things with Mjolnir, the hammer, the way she controls the hammer, the way they talk to each other, is something Thor, Odin's son, never had with Mjolnir. The fact that Russell Dodderman draws it, but the fact that Jason Aaron can write character into a hammer, into Mjolnir, is beautiful. And just a beautiful story. And because of her treatments, every time she picks up the hammer, again, she's a great, powerful Thor. Every time she picks up the hammer, it reduces or completely nullifies the effects the chemo treatments have been taken on her. So she's essentially killing herself little by little every time she picks up this hammer. And it's a beautiful fucking story. And I loved it. And again, that's what it is. What's my favorite thing about Comic-Con is the comics. We're all fans for a reason. Whatever route we took to get there, we're fans. That's it, guys. I went way long. I just needed to share this. Get it off my chest and shoulders as soon as I could because it's still fresh. It is Tuesday. I came back in town on Sunday. And Sunday was the day I bombarded all the pictures. So now they should make sense. Everything else is self-explanatory. But I got two interviews coming up. One interview dropping tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Listen to them in sequential order. And you probably don't need to listen to this one in particular order. But give love to everyone I interview. Hit them up on the site if it's something you do, something you like, something you enjoy. And let them know I heard you on the Comic Syndicate. All right. Again, you guys are rad. Share the podcast more than anything. Subscribe to us subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Oh my gosh. And share the podcast more than anything, guys. Like, it means a lot to me. Like me wherever you can. And I hate looking or asking for likes, but fuck it. Like me, dude. Please like me. That's all I got. I will catch you guys next week. I'm going to give some input, some brief synopsis on each interview I do drop. That way you guys can get everyone's full information, and that's it. All right, I'll catch you guys next week or possibly tomorrow. Peace out.